This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
More booster approvals. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Thursday, October 21st. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The FDA has given the green light to COVID-19 booster shots from Moderna and J&J, also allowing the mixing and matching of those doses.
In the search for Brian Laundrie, the FBI has found human remains and some of his belongings in a Florida wilderness area.
An Arizona senator now forcing fellow Democrats to potentially drop all tax hike proposals as a way to pay for new spending bills.
And what flyers need to know before the U.S. rolls out its new COVID-related travel system.
So this, as long as you are a vaccinated U.S. citizen or permanent resident, no changes for you if you leave and re-enter the country. For those who are unvaccinated, though, and live in the U.S., you're going to see more stringent testing requirements.
Bailey Schultz at USA Today on vaccine and testing rules as the U.S. prepares to loosen travel restrictions. Will every COVID-19 vaccine authorized in the U.S. now has a booster? The FDA announced yesterday approved extra doses of Moderna and J&J vaccines. Health regulators also said you can get a booster shot that is different from what you had previously received. Dr. Peter Marks with the FDA.
We continue to see reports of new variants coming up, and we're also seeing changes in the epidemiology of COVID-19 in our country right now with new hotspots coming up even as certain places die down.
Who can get a booster and when depends on the original vaccine the person took. Any adult who got a J&J vaccine may get a booster from Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J at least 2 months after the J&J shot, which is a single dose. People who were initially vaccinated with a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine can get any booster at least 6 months after their second dose, so long as they are seniors or at high risk because of underlying medical conditions or their workplace. President Biden is pushing his infrastructure and social spending plans. He visited Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday. Democratic lawmakers are trying to close a deal to pass the measures after weeks of intra-party bickering. How to pay for the bills remains up in the air now that the White House says a plan to raise corporate taxes may be dead. Mr. Biden thinks he can persuade Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to agree to a cost in the range of $1.75 to $1.9 trillion for the social spending bill, down from the original $3.5 trillion.
Trickle-down economics has always failed. It hadn't built this country. You know who built this country. Union people. People who, in fact, can make a decent, hard wage.
Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal says Senate Democrats are considering abandoning central tax elements as Senator Sinema of Arizona continues to oppose any increase in marginal rates for businesses, high-income individuals, or capital gains. The FBI says partial human remains and personal items have been found in a Florida wilderness area where authorities were searching for Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of Gabby Petito, a young woman who vanished on a road trip with Mr. Laundrie. The Sarasota County Medical Examiner's Office was called yesterday morning to Miakahatchee Creek Environmental Park, adjacent to Carlton Reserve, where the search for Mr. Laundrie was underway. FBI agent Michael McPherson.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
The human remains were found in an area that was previously underwater. Laundrie family attorney Stephen Bertolino confirmed that some articles belonged to Mr. Laundrie. A local coroner in Wyoming said earlier this month that Ms. Petito was killed by strangulation. The 22-year-old was last seen alive in late August. Her body was discovered in Bridger-Teton National Forest in western Wyoming. Coming up next, an apology from the Florida high school shooter.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Thanks for being with us. The young man accused of murdering 17 people during a rampage at a high school in Florida 3.5 years ago has pleaded guilty. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz has also pleaded to 17 counts of attempted murder for the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, just outside Fort Lauderdale. Tom Hoyer lost his son Luke in the massacre.
I'm just looking for justice here, and justice for us is, you know, we want him dead. We want him forgotten. I don't ever want to hear this kid's name again.
Now a jury will decide if Mr. Cruz should be put to death or get life without parole. Legal analysis from Andrew Lieb, attorney and managing partner at Lieb at Law. Andrew, what was your reaction when you heard he would plead guilty?
I felt relief. Like, I just want this to give some closure to the families. We got 17 murdered people, 17 attempted murders, and I don't know which one's even worse. These people have trauma like you've never seen before. So I'm just happy it's behind us, but, you know, hopefully that there's going to be real change moving forward.
You know, since you brought it up, there was a move early on, wasn't there, by Nicholas Cruz's attorneys to say, we'll plead guilty in exchange for a life sentence? And I think the lead prosecutor didn't want that.
Yeah, it's interesting, and they didn't get it either, because right now we still have a trial getting scheduled. I don't know if you saw this, but it's not like the case is over. He's pleaded guilty, but we're going to be seeing a jury trial to determine whether 12 jurors are going to be determining whether he's going to get the death sentence or he's going to a life sentence. He seemed to misunderstand that.
Wow. All right, so if he's convicted on all those counts and gets a death sentence, we're still looking at years of appeals.
Years of appeals, years of public relations and lobbying and all sorts of other things. You know, putting someone to death is a very finite thing. It's over after that. And people don't take that lightly. Even in a place like Florida, it takes a while to actually act on a death penalty.
We're speaking with Andrew Lieb, attorney and managing partner with Lieb at Law. And we're talking about Nicholas Cruz pleading guilty to the Parkland school shooting in Florida. So take us through this trial then. What could happen now that he's pleaded guilty?
Oh, so it's going to be a complete new trial. So you got to look at it. We use the word in law called bifurcated. At one note, it's questioning whether you're guilty or innocent. Well, not guilty or innocent. Guilty or not guilty, as we learned from my cousin Vinny. But at the end of the day, the second trial is a complete separate trial with different jurors, and we're going to determine whether he is going to be sentenced in one way or another. And I'm going to tell you that I can't tell you what's going to happen next because the trial hasn't happened yet. I imagine we got a foreshadowing where he said how truly sorry he was, and he said that he was really loved everyone. I will say to you, I thought it was complete crazy talk when he blamed murdering people on marijuana, but that's a whole other story for another day.
But is that perhaps an opening as to what his attorneys might say for him, say, not to be put to death?
100%. That's our best preview window into what we're going to be seeing. I will say to you, though, that by pleading guilty, we're not seeing him saying he's not mentally fit to be able to face the charges. We're not seeing him say that he had incapacity or a reason that he did it. And that was an issue for all of us because all along he had been having all these issues. And people were saying, I don't know if you saw some time back, they were considering Baker acting him, which means forced psychiatric treatment. And if they had done that, he would have never been able to get the firearm in the first place. So that history of the mental issues might have played a part, but he waived all that by pleading guilty.
So that made me think, though, will his attorneys attempt to fault the system, for lack of a better phrase, in all this? And although he's pleaded guilty, again, would this be another way for them to argue that he should get the death sentence? I'm sorry, the life sentence, not a death sentence.
I think you hit it 100% on the nail the way you just said that. You know what you're saying. And why is that? People need someone's skin here. Someone needs to be blamed. And a defense attorney is always going to have to point the finger somewhere else to give someone else, even partially, a little bit of a feeling. You know, I always say to avoid conviction, you need conviction. And if they're going to be able to have conviction and show that it's a little bit someone else's fault, and, you know, we have a good scapegoat here. We have this Scott Peterson or whatever you call him, the security guard who did absolutely buckus. It's a way that we can make people feel a little sympathetic off of him.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Lieb, attorney and managing partner at Lieb at Law. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The FDA has authorized booster shots of both J&J and Moderna's COVID vaccines, another critical step in distributing extra doses to tens of millions of people. Regulators also authorized mixing and matching vaccines, allowing people to get a booster shot from a different drug maker than the one that made their initial doses. Dr. Peter Marks is with the FDA.
In some situations, there may be an issue with availability, or there may be medical considerations that a provider may decide upon for to recommend for a given individual.
The ruling will now be handed off to the CDC and its Vaccine Advisory Committee, which has scheduled a meeting today. If the CDC signs off, additional shots for those vaccines could be distributed immediately to eligible people.
Number two.
At least 65,000 more men died of COVID in the U.S. than women in the period through August, and black men are at a higher risk than others. That's according to the Brookings Institution, which analyzed CDC data and found the trend more pronounced among middle-aged men, with 184 male deaths for every 100 female deaths in that group. The overall COVID death rate for men is 1.6 times higher than the rate for women.
Number three.
For the third time this year, Senate Democrats tried to pass sweeping elections legislation that they tout as a powerful counterweight to new voting restrictions sweeping conservative-controlled states. Once again, Republicans blocked them. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
By preventing the Senate from functioning as it was intended, Republicans in this body are permitting states to criminalize giving food and water to voters at the polls.
There are signs Democrats are making headway in their effort to create consensus around changing Senate procedural rules. Senator Angus King, a Maine independent, recently eased his longstanding opposition to changing the filibuster rules, which create a 60-vote threshold for most legislation to pass. During the pandemic, we heard about people taking flights to nowhere just so they could get on a plane and sightsee from above. Now there are bus rides to nowhere. Residents in Hong Kong who are travel-starved and sleep-deprived are riding around for 5 hours on a double-decker bus. The organizer of the ride says he was inspired by the tendency of tired commuters to fall asleep on public transit. The rides, which cost between $13 and $51 a person, are sold out.
Wow. How about this? Speaking of buses, my son had a soccer game yesterday in Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay.
No showers afterwards.
Ooh.
Get
ooh.
26 guys get back on the bus after the soccer game for a 3-hour ride back to New Jersey.
Open the windows.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for being with us. The U.S. is about to make it much easier for vaccinated international travelers to visit. The White House is rolling out a new air travel system on November 8th, allowing entry for fully vaccinated foreign tourists. Some of the finer points from Bailey Schultz, travel reporter at USA Today. Bailey, take us through it.
So this is a big deal for travelers from a lot of different countries who have been waiting to enter the U.S. This basically drops the travel ban that has been in place on dozens of countries since early 2020. So starting November 8th, we'll see travelers from these countries can enter the U.S. so long as they have proof of full vaccination and take a pre-departure coronavirus test before they board a plane to the U.S.
Got it. What does that mean for, say, Americans who want to travel abroad and then obviously re-enter the country?
So this, as long as you are a vaccinated U.S. citizen or permanent resident, no changes for you if you leave and re-enter the country. For those who are unvaccinated, though, and live in the U.S., you're going to see some more stringent testing requirements. So starting November 8th, if you're unvaccinated, you'll need to take a test one day before departure and then test again once you arrive in the U.S.
Got it. All right. So here in the U.S., the FDA has given approval to three vaccines, but the World Health Organization has endorsed more than that, right? So then what? What if you are, I don't know, you know, from England and you have the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine?
Yeah, so far the U.S. is saying that they will give their stamp of approval to those vaccines that are approved either by the FDA or the World Health Organization. And so that includes Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, which are all FDA approved. But then they're also approving that AstraZeneca, Sinopharm, Sinovac. So as long as you have one of those vaccines, you should be okay to enter.
We're speaking with Bailey Schultz, travel reporter at USA Today, about her story entitled From Vaccines to Testing, What Travelers Need to Know Before the New U.S. Travel System on November 8th. What about the kids, Bailey?
Yeah, so we are hearing that kids will generally be exempt from the sort of vaccine requirements, given that they are too young to qualify for vaccines for the most part. But we're still waiting for some additional details on specifics. The White House press secretary said last month that unvaccinated children of U.S. citizens and foreign nationals would be subject to stricter new testing requirements. But we're going to see exactly what that looks like and hopefully get more details in the coming days.
Got it. How about the land borders with Mexico and Canada?
Yeah, so we are also seeing changes there coming November 8th. So they're kind of just lumping them into this new travel system. So starting November 8th, if you are fully vaccinated, you can enter the U.S. by crossing land borders or entering by ferry. So this is something that we've seen a lot of people wait for as well, especially since Canada opened their side of the border back in August. So, as long as you are fully vaccinated, starting November 8th, you can enter, and that goes for if you have non-essential reasons. And things get a little stricter in January, where even if you're entering for essential reasons, you will also have to show proof of vaccination.
Bailey Schultz, travel reporter at USA Today. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. No matter what kind of wireless plan you have from any of the big wireless providers, they've all got one thing in common: the catch. The part where too good to be true has too many extra charges to be worth it. But Mint Mobile figured it out. They offer premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they only sell wireless service online. No retail overhead saves them and you a lot of money. You can also keep your number and your phone, no losing your existing contacts, and get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network, again, for as low as $15 a month. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Gordon. That's mintmobile.com/Gordon. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Gordon.
We are America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Thursday, October 21. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. The FDA approves COVID booster shots from Moderna and J&J. Human remains found in Florida, where the search is on for Brian Laundry. A guilty plea from the man accused of killing 17 at a Florida high school. PayPal reportedly in talks to buy Pinterest. Morgan Stanley says Elon Musk, thanks to SpaceX, could become the world's first trillionaire. Braves can punch their ticket to the World Series tonight. Broncos and Browns in Thursday night football. And the calling heard by a retired FBI agent. His story in about 20 minutes. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Indeed helps find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Facebook is planning to change its company name next week to reflect its focus on building the metaverse. The coming name change is meant to signal the tech giant's ambition to be known for more than social media. What will it take to project a better image? In-depth analysis from Adam Ruzzieri, co-founder of Agency Partner Interactive, a digital marketing firm. Adam, what did you make of the announcement?
I thought, you know, timing is everything for a couple of reasons. You know, here we are just kind of coming off of headlines about this Facebook whistleblower, concerns about child privacy, and then obviously too, just sustained discussions around antitrust reform. And, you know, at the same time, also we're kind of recognizing that Facebook's been able to scoot around raising their price of advertising on small businesses without getting too much attention there. And then of course, too, this this name change today, right? So this name change, is this really about Facebook trying to do something to position itself for the future, or are they trying to kind of get away from some rough press? You know, we know that Facebook has obviously been kind of labeled as a social media company, and Zuckerberg has stated that he wants to kind of move away from that, and he wants to be kind of known as more of a future company that's really a future focused on this concept of the metaverse. And so when I think about this concept of the metaverse, it's really Facebook as a part of the big tech ecosystem working to, I guess, really remain competitive in the future and trying to kind of lay forth its own destiny. The future is one that involves a currency that is really kind of centered around user data. And the path to that user data is access. And so as the internet evolves and we see things like smart speakers and smart cars and, of course, smartphones and IoT devices coming together, those companies that stay on top are going to be the ones that, frankly, have the most access to people who are using all of those devices.
Yeah.
And understanding how those devices kind of bring insights and understandings that allow companies to, frankly, make a buck or two. Facebook wants to control that destiny.
What's involved in a rebrand of this magnitude for a company like Facebook?
You know, a rebrand's risky, right? A lot of rebrands can involve a new logo, obviously new mission statements, new everything, new signage on the walls. A rebrand can definitely be a flub as well. It could be very poorly received by the market. And of course, Facebook looks to really kind of announce this rebrand either next week on the 28th at their Connected conference, or they might leak it a few days before that to kind of see what the temperature is. You know, and whether or not this rebrand is well received by the market, I think remains to be seen. Once upon a time, Facebook was the Facebook, right? And there are rebrands that are a little bit more under the radar too. It was in 2015, Google all of a sudden became owned by a company called Alphabet.
Yeah.
As the parent, and Snapchat, of course, is now Snap Incorporated. So, you know, rebrands are really about sort of redefining what a company is aspiring to do in the future. And I guess we'll see kind of what Facebook does here.
We're speaking with Adam Ruzzieri. He's co-founder and chief marketing officer at Agency Partner Interactive, a digital marketing firm in Dallas. We're talking about the Facebook name change. So you said there's the potential that a few days beforehand, maybe they might leak it just to take the temperature of the public. I mean, what if it's bad? What if the feedback is bad? Would Facebook go so far as to kind of try again?
You know, I don't know that Facebook would try again. You know, there's so much upfront investment in, you know, into the overall concept of a rebrand. I think that if it does go bad, then it just becomes a really strong marketing effort to try and get support behind it. I've heard discussions about Facebook being called something like Horizon or something that might be specific to just the overall concept of the metaverse. So, you know, if it's a bad launch, you know, that's going to be an expensive and kind of rough thing to recover from, but it's not out of the question.
Yeah. Overall, would you say, is it needed?
Is it needed? I don't think that it's necessarily needed right now. And frankly, I don't think it's going to help Facebook accomplish really its goal of sort of redefining kind of who Facebook is as a company. What is needed, though, are, I think, more focuses around fixing Facebook's business model altogether.
Yeah. Specifically for perhaps the clients you deal with, what stands out as problematic for Facebook when it comes to clients?
You know, I think one of the things that stands out as problematic right now is just lack of trust. A lot of businesses are having really hard times trusting Facebook for really what it is. Headlines have been rough. And I think for Facebook to kind of rebound from that, they really have to kind of position themselves as really more of a friend to the small business.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Ruzzieri, co-founder of Agency Partner Interactive. Speaking of social media platforms, former President Trump announced he plans to launch his own social media platform called Truth Social. Coming up next, how to throw a McDonald's worker for a loop. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Now Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, the Atlanta Braves are just one win away from the World Series, and there are lots of reasons for that. Last night, for example, the team hit 3 home runs on their way to winning Game 4 of the NLCS. The team's starting pitching has also been pretty good, mostly shutting down the Brewers and Dodgers offenses. There are some in Atlanta, however, who are giving some credit to a pearl necklace. Braves outfielder Jock Peterson is having a great postseason, and it could be because of the pearl necklace he's been wearing around his neck since the end of the regular season. Now, there's no particular reason why Peterson started wearing the unusual accessory, telling teammates that he just woke up one morning and decided to try it out. Since then, Peterson has been on fire, hitting close to .350 during the playoffs. And because of that, the necklace is here to stay both on Peterson and around the city of Atlanta, where they've become a hot commodity with fans wearing them around town and to the ballpark.
I saw that last night. I flipped on the game.
Yeah.
And as he came to bat or was in the on-deck circle,
right,
I see him wearing this necklace. I thought, you know, most guys wear gold chains
right.
of some kind,
yes.
right? Or something, you know, leather something or other around their neck. And I thought, what is this? Is this like a salute to his grandmother? Like, what is this he's doing here?
Yeah.
And I thought, are those really pearls? Or is that some male necklace trend I'm not aware of?
Well, right.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it is possible sometimes these trends can go by us, but this doesn't seem like it was a trend. Well, now it's a trend in Atlanta, and if they win the World Series, forget about it. Everyone's going to be wearing them.
Okay, first of all, let me throw this out there, that now that you've discussed it publicly,
yes.
if he goes 0 for 4 tonight,
right.
as they're trying to punch a ticket to the World Series,
yeah.
it's on you. And secondly, does like the ZZ Top song "Pearl Necklace" play as he comes to bat?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe in Atlanta, not in LA, but maybe
right.
maybe in Atlanta.
I don't know, but certainly a tie-in. Well, here's the thing: they don't want to mess up anything. You know, baseball players are as superstitious as they come,
yes.
right? So the fact that maybe they hadn't been playing that song when he comes up, you know, he's just wearing the necklace and
yeah.
that's it. And we're not going to discuss it. We're just going to, you know, go up to the plate and hit and hit well. So they don't want to mess anything up. They don't want to change anything. They want him to play music mm-hmm. that wasn't playing before.
Yeah.
I think just want to keep the status quo at this point.
So if he goes 0 for 4 tonight,
yeah,
our listeners can pin this on Mike by visiting his Twitter account.
Yeah.
Right? That would be fun for you to read all those
sure,
notes.
Sure, that would be awesome.
At Radio Gavin 1. There you go.
And if you want to throw your local McDonald's worker for a loop today, try ordering hot tea at the drive-thru. That's because, at least according to one McDonald's manager, that's the least ordered item on the chain's menu. Steven Petula, whose TikTok account has become popular because of his behind-the-scenes McDonald's videos from his family's restaurants, says he didn't even know his restaurant served hot tea until someone recently ordered one. Ironically, he says the most ordered item they sell is iced tea. The clip's been watched nearly 6 million times. One commenter from overseas had some fun with the revelation, writing, "Tell me you're not in the UK without telling me you're not in the UK. Another person wrote that when he worked at McDonald's, he had an elderly woman who would come in and order a hot tea, a McChicken sandwich, and a child-sized cup full of pickles.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I wouldn't mind that combination myself.
Yeah,
that's a pretty decent lunch in my book.
I
love pickles.
Anytime you can avoid the milkshake and save yourself 800 calories.
Yeah, sure.
Swapping out for tea.
Pickles are like no calories. Yeah.
By the way, the tea, by the way, gets further pushed into oblivion when the McRib returns to the menu next month. Just my little prediction.
Not a great pairing there.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Apply for a loan with a bank and you might get free coffee. But Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. So consolidate debt with a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs or get free coffee. Go to marcus.com. to learn more about our no-fee personal loans and other products today. Lending and deposits provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. There's a reason supermarkets have had Halloween candy on display since Labor Day. Americans love Halloween. But the Motley Fool says Americans' love of Halloween could also end up hurting their bank accounts. 36% of us plan to spend more money this year than last year on Halloween. If you have a tendency to go all out and have money to pull from savings, then go for it. It's been a tough year, right? There's nothing wrong with littering your lawn with giant pumpkins and buying fun-sized treats. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck and don't have much wiggle room to spend on Halloween, then set a spending limit. Figure out what your priorities are for the holiday and then put together a budget. The Motley Fool says, say you can afford to spend an extra $50 on Halloween this year. That may mean skipping the decorations so you can buy your kids new costumes and have money left over to give out candy to the trick-or-treaters. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
In an abrupt change, the White House is floating new plans to pay for parts of President Biden's $2 trillion social services and climate change package, shelving a proposed big increase in corporate tax rates, though also adding a new billionaire's tax on the investment gains of the very richest. The reversal came as Biden returned to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, to highlight the middle-class values he says are at the heart of the package Democrats are racing to finish.
We're going to put hardworking Americans on the job to bring our infrastructure up to speed. Good union jobs, not $7 an hour or $15 an hour, but prevailing wage. A wage you can raise your family on. You can look at your family with pride.
Biden faces resistance from key holdouts, including Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who has not been on board with her party's plan to undo Trump-era tax breaks to help pay for it.
Number two.
Children ages 5 to 11 will soon be able to get a COVID shot at their pediatrician's office, local pharmacy, and potentially even their school. White House COVID Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients.
We've already enrolled more than 25,000 pediatricians, family doctors, and other primary care providers to administer vaccines.
Regulators are expected to authorize the Pfizer shot for elementary school youngsters in a matter of weeks.
Number three.
Potential human remains have been found in a Florida wilderness area, along with items believed to belong to Brian Laundrie, whose girlfriend Gabby Petito was found slain after he returned home alone from their cross-country road trip. Michael McPherson is chief of the Tampa FBI office.
These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
McPherson says it will take time to identify the remains. If you have any onions in your pantry and aren't sure where they came from, you should probably throw them out. The CDC says whole red, white, and yellow onions imported from Mexico have been tied to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened and hospitalized hundreds across the country. An extraordinarily rare coin with a face value of just pennies when it was minted in the mid-17th century New England could sell for $300,000 when it's put up for auction in London next month. The silver coin made in Boston in 1652 was recently found in the UK inside a candy tin.
Of course it was. of course it was. Thanks, Jen. Hey, do you ever feel boxed in by your wardrobe that you have to choose between comfort and style? Well, the founder of Cuts felt that way, so he reinvented the idea of work leisure apparel from the ground up, starting with the basic t-shirt. The result is a shirt stylish enough for the boardroom or the broadcast booth. I love shirts from Cuts. They're the most comfortable, most durable, and the most fashionably flexible. I've worn them with shorts and sandals and also under a suit jacket. And now they've got another innovation. Cuts Always On Joggers are pants designed to never take a day off, even when you do. From working out to eating out, Cuts Always On Joggers fit you and the situation perfectly with comfort that never quits and style that never disappoints. They're the choice of elite athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Damian Lillard, and Bryce Harper. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's work leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off your first order. Glad you're with us. More than half of America's school districts are reporting severe or desperate school bus driver shortages in Chesterfield County, Virginia. At least one man is stepping in to help. CBS News says school bus driver is not Michael Mason's first career. In fact, he's retired from a high-ranking position with the FBI after 23 years. He was once the executive assistant director of the Bureau, responsible for overseeing all criminal investigations, among other duties. But unlike many retirees, Mr. Mason is not sitting at home and relaxing. He started a new job as a bus driver. The shortage has impacted countless families nationwide. One single mother in Baltimore says she calls a Lyft 3 to 4 times a week just to get her kids to school. In Massachusetts, National Guard personnel were deployed to drive buses. Pennsylvania now considering doing the same. Mr. Mason hopes to inspire others to get involved in their community. He said, "I believe if all of us gave a little something, we could impact the world." That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.